from Victoria into the Mississippi. Because it is something I didn't let their daddy do it. And so what he would do is he would, and I didn't do push-ups and stuff. And wouldn't do it because he felt like my young children was just
so disrespectful. And at the time,
they were like 3 or 4. They didn't know no better. They were just,
because I spent most of my time at work, I didn't get to punish them or didn't get to talk to them. I had conversations with them and I had conversations with him. No, it's just like it became so much of an issue because he felt like he had to speak in that place. He kept reminding him, like, you are not their father. You are not their daddy.
This is no topic of conversation. You should not ever put your hands on your children. Arguments in the back and forth because he was the type of person that he would sit there and argue for hours and hours and hours, and he didn't care who listened. He didn't care who was in. He disrespected. He didn't care if my children got sleep. He didn't care if my mom got sleep, so to speak.
He just wanted to get his point.
He would repeat the same things over and over again. Like, he was in a life where he would argue, though I did disrespect him, and that was disrespectful. I agree. But what I told him was the truth. You're not their father.
You can't come in a temporary place
and then expect
something to happen.
And it was around that time, actually before, where I was just like fed up. So I had got my income tax, and
I had told Leo to basically share the money and I need to go back because it's something that I remember as well. When we left, it was a charge because we had 2 separate bank accounts, but because his last name was Smith, and in a bank account, I put my last name as that, even though as my current to date, my last name is Carter.
It isn't Smith.
But he chose